Hare Krishna. Let's wait till we have some sound.
Yeah, there is something
coming. Okay. Please come and sit down. We won't stay here a long time because I know it's hot, but we can stay for some time. Almost. Almost. Should be working now.
Not working
now. Now it is working. Okay. All right. Where's our Krishna Murari? So some of you might have seen, there was an elderly lady. She was offering her respects here. And then I grabbed her and smiled and held her. And then we took a photo. So that old lady, she didn't recognize me, but in, I think it was perhaps 2016, I came to Nandagram with my husband and a couple of other people, and we visited Krishna Murari's house, and also Krishna Murari was creating a school in Nandagram. So we were going to go to the school and see all the young girls who were studying there. And we were about to head up the hill, and that same old lady was sitting at the bottom of the hill on the outside of a closed shop. And as I walked by, she started talking to me in Braj Vas, and I couldn't understand what she was saying. And then I sat down next to her, and then she started telling me, I didn't know what she was saying, but somebody else said, and she's telling me, you come to my home, come to my home. And she's stroking my face. Then she said, you can have one roti. And she puts her finger up like this. And I go, and she went mad. She grabbed me and hugged me and said, let's go, let's go. And of course I couldn't go. So that was many, many years ago. But Krishna Murari is saying she lives near Pavan Sarovara, which is in Nandagram. But that was a very special moment that you suddenly get a connection with the people unexpectedly. My husband actually captured it on video, and I have it at home, and I sometimes watch it, so I recognized her here again. So this is our Krishna Murari, and he is from a very respected family here in the Nandagram Mandir, what, Brahmin society?
Yeah, Goswami's.
Goswami family. And he also studied at the Krishna Balaram Gurukula in Vrindavan. So he knows well Srila Prabhupada and also, of course, our Krishna Balaram Mandir. And he has his own Krishna Balaram Mandir, original Krishna Balaram Mandir, and he likes to share pictures of the deities here, and sometimes he's doing the puja, special festivals, and so on. So that we have a chance to gain a genuine appreciation for something very precious. Sometimes in Braj you meet all kinds of people, and they say all kinds of things, and you have to go, yes, whatever you say. But sometimes you meet somebody who is you would say, a genuine Brajabasi, or somebody who wants to use their life for the service of Krishna. So now I put enough pressure on Krishna Murari's shoulders. So he will share with you a little bit.
Thank you very much, Mataji, and also Brajabihari Prabhu for asking me to be here with the devotees. Actually, it is said that the real holy place lives in the hearts of those who really live there. It's a statement from Padma Purana that the real holy place lives in the hearts of those who really live there. And as we heard about the pastimes which take place in this area, we will also hear about, because this is the whole village of Nandagram is the village of the cowherd boys. Krishna was born in the jail of Kamsa in Mathura. Then for 2 years and 3 days, he spent his childhood in Gokul. And in Gokul, when the demons of Kamsa were disturbing Nanda Maharaj and the whole family, they shifted themselves from there, from Gokul, to this village known as Nandagaon. Nanda Baba's village, Nandagaon. Actually, Shandila Muni, one of the great tapasvi, great muni, he did tapasya here, and he cursed the demons of Kamsa, that if any demon of Kamsa would come into the area of Nandagram, he will turn into stones. So Nanda Maharaj took this curse as a blessing to his family. So they shifted from the village of Gokul to Nandagram. And here, Nanda Maharaj celebrated the birthday festival for Krishna. You know, we all celebrate wonderful Janamashtami and the Nandotsav, the day which follows by, that day Nandotsav is celebrated. And the first ever Nandotsav was celebrated here in Nandagram, not in Gokul, because if he would celebrate the festival there, then Kamsa would come to know that Krishna has taken birth in the house of Nanda Maharaj. We all sing, Nanda ke anand bhayo jai kanhaiya lal ki, hati ghoda pal ki, jai kanhaiya lal ki. So this festival took place in Nandagram, in Nanda Bhavan. The temple which we see on the edge in the village is Nanda Bhavan, the original house of Krishna and Balaram, the original house of Nanda Maharaj, which is sung in Vedas and Puranas. The essence of bhakti, devatas, Puran, all the great personality, they yearn to enter that house of Nanda Maharaj. And from that same house, you know, in this whole land of Braja, although Krishna lives eternally, he never goes a single step outside Vrindavan. He's always roaming here and there, grazing his cows, performing different pastimes. So from there, from the house of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna started the cow grazing pastimes. And he lived here for 11 years and 52 days. After that, he went to perform his pastimes in Mathura. When Krishna was about the age to take care of the cows, he started grazing the cows here in Nandagram on that beautiful day of Gopastami. On the day of Gopastami, what still happens each year, it's like this, that Krishna and Balaram, there are two small boys who are decorated as Krishna and Balaram, and they wear the same clothes of the deities. The same clothes of the deities. They hold the same cow tending stick of the deities. They have the same silver flutes of the deities. They eat in the same silver cups, in the same silver plates, because that day, those two boys are Krishna and Balaram. They enter inside the altar, and they will eat the bhoga in the same silver plates, and then Mother Yashoda will give them some lunch packets, as we heard, you know, in the cloth tied like that. And then these gopas would go to different places, such sitting places. You know, these places are known as Rasa Mandals. And how, wherever you will go in Vrindavan, you will find such Rasa Mandals. Actually, these Rasa Mandals date back to somewhere around like 300 years before, there was one great sadhu. His name was Narayan Bhatta Goswami, and he had a Gopal Diti, although he was from South India, and he traveled to Vrindavan, and he had that Gopal Diti, and that Gopal Diti, as soon as he entered the area of Vrindavan, that Gopal Diti jumped off his head, and that Gopal Diti started guiding Narayan Bhatta Goswami. So whenever Narayan Bhatta Goswami would come to a place where Rasa Leela or some of the important pastime of Krishna has taken place, that Diti, that Gopal Diti, would take the stick and put the stick between his legs and would circle out such places. And that Diti, that Gopal Diti, informed Narayan Bhatta Goswami that these are the Rasa Sthalis, these are the places, Rasa Mandals. And 300 years before, he was the one who got them little made like a terraced structure. Wherever you go, you will find them. So on the day of Gopastami, Krishna and Balram, they will go around with their cows to such sitting places, and the Goswamis will sing some of the traditional songs which are expressed in the traditional language known as Braj Bhasha. The local devotees, they express about Braj Bhasha, Dhanya Dhanya Braj Bhasha, Tosi Dusarina Bhasha. And all glories to the beautiful language of Brajamandal, known as Braj Bhasha. Dhanya Dhanya Braj Bhasha, Tosi Dusarina Bhasha, Tene Bani Ke Vidhata Ku Bolvo Sikhayo Hai. That, O Braj Bhasha, you have taught how to speak to the one who gives voice to each and everyone. That means Krishna was using this language. Ja bani mein kehte hai lala jasuda maso roye. In the same language, Braj Bhasha, Krishna would cry and tell Mother Yashoda, na maiya abhi mangvaide chand khilona moye. That maiya, I just need this toy which is sitting up in the sky, the moon. And then Mother Yashoda would try to convince Krishna. You know, when the small boys, they want sun and moon, they just want sun and moon. Nothing else cannot satisfy them. Then Mother Yashoda would say to Krishna to pacify him, No, that moon is not so bright. I will get you a bride which is even more beautiful than the moon. Then in this way, you know, there's a big conversation about the different pastimes. So Krishna performed his childhood pastime of grazing the cows. When on that same day of Gopastami, when they come around, the whole procession with Krishna, Balram, the cows and the cowherd boys, they sit here on this Rasa Mandal, and then they sing some of the songs. One of the song I will sing to you, and they will do this lunch pastime. The first song is describing Krishna's eternal beauty. Tanak so badan sobha ko sadana mano. Although Krishna's body is very small, like very small, tanak so badan sukh sobha ko sadana mano, but still his body is very small, but his body is the house of greatest ever beauty possible. Tanak tilak ding tanak dithona. When Krishna goes outside, Mother Yashoda takes a black mascara kajal, and she puts the kajal dot on the cheek of Krishna so that he is not influenced by any negative energy. Tanak jharuli sohe munin ko man mohe. He wears a small yellow color kurta. Although being a very small person, he wears a small yellow color kurta. Tanak jharuli sohe munin ko man mohe. The greatest of all the munis, sadhus, they yearn to see that form of Krishna as a small boy. And Nandadas Prabhu Yashoda ke Angan khele. And Nandadas, singing this song, is expressing in such way Krishna is roaming around in the courtyard of Mother Yashoda. Jako jas gaye gaye Shiva bhai magana. Greatest devatas like Shiva, they just want to sing the glories of that small boy who is doing such pastimes. Yaras karane, yaras karane, he yaras karane din विमन छावही. For this rasa of Vrindavan, to see Krishna playing around, to see Krishna doing different pastimes, yes, for this rasa, yes, for this same rasa, when you say something three times, that means the shastras really mean it. Yes, for this rasa, the greatest munis, they yearn. Din ren muni man chhavai, the greatest munis, they bring their hearts so that this rasa can come to them. Shesh Mahesh se, Shesh Mahesh se, Shesh Mahesh se, dhare dhyan sapne na aavahi. Greatest devotees like Shesh and Lord Shiva, they try to meditate upon these pastimes of Vrindavan, but they cannot really reach it even in their dreams, because Vrindavan is not accessible by tapasya or by your efforts. Nagariya Brajabas Kripa Falapaiye. There was a saint in Vrindavan. He was a great king in Rajasthan. And when he became a saint, he has written some lines about Vrindavan. He expresses, Nagariya Brajabas Kripa Falapaiye. O Nagari Das, Vrindavan is accessed only by Kripa, not by efforts. So such pastimes are taking place here when Krishna is calling the gopis that, oh gopi, you come, you know, you deliver, where were you, you know, I'm so hungry. And then Krishna spreads out in a circle and he starts eating with the gopa boys. Jadadku brahmadik tarsat gwalan baant dai. Krishna distributes with his own hand, with his own hands, the yogurt, the butter. The greatest devatas long to get it, and he is distributing that same yogurt to different cowherd boys. Such great pastimes of Krishna are still taking place in this sacred realm. We see Vrindavan through hearing, we see Vrindavan through ears. And when we hear such pastimes, actually when Srila Prabhupada would take different of his disciples to different places, so there's a description in Prabhupada Leelamrita where Sri Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj asks Prabhupada, when we go to such places, Prabhupada, what should be really our prayer there? So Prabhupada explained that when we go to such places which are really beyond our own reach, we should just pray at those pastime places that whatever pastime takes place, may a little tinge of it gets revealed to us. Ho gaya. Our work is done. So on the day of Gopastami, the Krishna Balaram and the procession comes here. They sit here, they sing here, they eat here, and from here they go with a very beautiful procession. Krishna and Balaram are being carried on their shoulders, and everyone is just dancing up and down while singing. And then when Krishna and Balaram are going, devotees are showering flowers, as it happens in Krishna's prakata pastimes. The gopis are waiting for Krishna to return back from the forest of Vrindavan. Every time in Vrindavan, one group is happy and one group is sad. Yes. In the morning when Krishna leaves the village, the gopis are sad because they will not be able to see Krishna. The residents of the forest are happy. It is said that the green grass turns, the yellow grass turns very green as soon as Krishna arrives in the forest area. And when Krishna is going back from the forest to the village, the green grass turns into yellow. The small squirrels, it is described by Sanatana Goswami, that when the small squirrels hear that Krishna is just now leaving, the small squirrels beat up their chest like this. Now why is Krishna going? The peacocks are making the sounds of separation. And when Krishna and Balaram are moving, you know, the hoofs of the cows are scratching the earth and the dust is raising up in the sky as if they are forming a big turban on the head of Krishna and Balaram. And when that same dust falls back on the body of Krishna and Balaram, they seem to have changed colors. And there's a big procession of 900,000 cows in front and some are in back. In Brajabhasha it is described, आगे गाए पीछे गाए, आगे गाए पाछे गाए, इत गाए उत गाए. द काउज इन फ्रंट, काउज इन बैक, काउज ऑन द राइट, काउज ऑन द लेफ्ट. गायन के गोविंद को गायन में बस वो ही भावे. कृष्णा लाइक्स टू बी इन द काउज. गायन के संग नहावे, गायन के संग धावे. कृष्णा लाइक्स टू बेद विद द काउज एंड कृष्णा लाइक्स टू रन विद द काउज. गायन की खुर रेनु अंग लपटावे एंड कृष्णा टेक्स द डस्ट ऑफ द फ्रॉम द हूफ्स ऑफ द काउ, ही पुट्स इट ऑन हिज बॉडी. गायन सो ब्रज छायो व्हेन ऑल द काउज केम टू वृंदावन. गायन सो ब्रज छायो वैकुंठहु बिशरायो. कृष्णा लीव्स ऑल वैकुंठ एंड एवरीथिंग, जस्ट कम्स डाउन. गायन को ग्वारिया को भेषधर ब्रज में है आयो एंड देन कृष्णा टेक्स गोपवेश. कृष्णा टेक्स द फॉर्म ऑफ कावर्ड बॉय एंड ही रोम्स अराउंड विद द काउज एंड देन एवरीवन इज डांसिंग. एंड व्हेन दे कम इन द इवनिंग, व्हेन कृष्णा एंड बलराम विल रीच इवनिंग टू नंद भवन, देयर विल बी डिवोटीज शावरिंग फ्लावर्स ऑन कृष्णा एंड बलराम. एंड व्हेन कृष्णा एंड बलराम बीइंग शावर्ड इन कृष्णास प्रकट लीला, द गोपीज आर शावरिंग फ्लावर पेटल्स. And the flower petals have different messages to Krishna. Oh Krishna, you have to come to this grove. You have to come to this kunja today night to see us. And Krishna has the best ever, you know, messaging system. As soon as the flower petals touch the body of Krishna, transcendental messaging system. No WhatsApp, like, you know, WhatsApp is very low. So Krishna receives all the messages. And then he replies by nodding his head, yes or no. Nandadas Prabhu Pyare Tehi Dar Hot Athaade. Nandadas Prabhu ne kahu sona ha kari, kahu sona na kari. He always makes the gopis confused. He doesn't like really say yes, he doesn't really say no. So that the gopis are always waiting to come. Sometimes he stands on the gate of the gopis. And when Krishna and Balaram reach their house, Mother Yashoda is ready with flower garland. Nanda Maharaj does a aarti, and then they bring Krishna and Balaram inside. And Mother Yashoda has like a big boga for Krishna. That I have cooked this for you. I have the milk of Brahmavedi cow. You know, the milk of the Brahmavedi cow has the fragrance of white lotus. It is described in the Shastras. So Mother Yashoda is preparing all this. But at the same time, different gopis come to the house of Mother Yashoda. They just have different excuses to just to come to house of Nanda Maharaj so that they can see Krishna. They say, Maya, our cow is not giving milk without your son. We don't have any milk. Can you just send your son to our house? Then Krishna goes to their house. Krishna starts milking the cows. Half of the milk he's drinking and half of the milk he's putting in the pot. And sometimes he just leaves the calves to drink the whole milk. And sometimes he's, you know, catching the tail of the calves and he's roaming around here and there. Sometimes he has a big Nandi bull, big bull, and he puts the whole hand in his throat. When Nanda Maharaj sees this, you know, what is really Krishna doing? You know, he always, you know, scolds Krishna, you know, you should not be doing this. You know, the cows might hit you. And he says, no Baba, no Baba, no Baba. And sometimes he sits on the back of the bull and roaming here and there. It is said, Braj ki leela jo koi jaane taake rom rom hoye gyane. If you understand even a tinch part of the pastime of Braj, the greatest possible knowledge will come to you. And after that, Krishna returns his home and Mother Yashoda makes Krishna to sleep somehow or the other. He will pretend like sleeping. He will not sleep, because he has so many invitations already pending. So when Mother Yashoda sees, yes, Krishna is now sleeping, Mother Yashoda goes away. Krishna jumps off. He has a window. He'll jump off and he will go to meet the gopis in the night. Jai Jai Shri Radhe.
Thank you. Thank you, Krishna Murari. Wow. That was nice, wasn't it? So that was like
a day in Vrindavan,
but a day in that Vrindavan, I mean that Vrindavan here, rather than the Vrindavan that we can see with our eyes and we hear with our ears as we drive down the busy road. when we're driving in Vrindavan, sometimes what comes to my mind is this Vrindavan or is this not Vrindavan? I'm hearing so many beautiful leelas. Did they happen sort of next to the petrol station down there, or what is this? So I was saying to one of the ladies in the car, some of the ladies in the car, that Vrindavan is a very mysterious place. Krishna Murari was born here, which means that just like some of you are born in America, some of you are born in Europe and other places, where you're born, you have a particular, almost like a karmic connection. You know that place. Even if you hate the place, that place runs through your whatever, DNA, whatever they say. It's part of you. So for somebody who's born here, they have an identification. They may or they may not develop that well. They always have their freedom. I remember when I lived in Vrindavan itself, one day I was walking in the street and I saw this young man. He was walking with a bicycle and he had his hair was very neat, and the thing that struck me most was he had a beautiful sikha. It was all tied nicely and neatly, and he had a nice, a very good walk about him. Looked sort of like you. And so what happened was I was so curious, who is this person? He has this sense of dignity. So I just followed him. And he went down the side street, and I went down the side street, and there was his house. And he lived in a small house, and he was from a Brahmin family, and his name is Madan Gopal. And I just stood there, he spoke a little English, he became friendly, and we had a little conversation. And time to time over the years, I would meet Madan Gopal. So Madan Gopal, he was well-dressed, well-read. He was in Sampradaya. He had tilak, not Gaudiya. And the next time I met him was on a bus. And he was on his way to Delhi. And that time I said, so what are you doing? Oh, I have a very good job in Delhi. And really? You left Vrindavan? Yes, 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 Vrindavan, yes. But Delhi, I've got a big contract and I'm this and that. And then over the years, time to time, I would meet Madan Gopal, and he got older and older, but he was now a resident of Delhi. And he had an ordinary life like anyone would have in Delhi. And so he had traded this priceless identification as a resident of Braj, so he could say, from Delhi, I was born in Braj, but he couldn't say, I live in Braj. So just like we were hearing, what is that? The holy place is in the heart?
The real holy place lives in the hearts of those who really live there.
Yeah. Lives in the hearts of those who really live there. So as we drive along and we look at the landscape, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, it is not the landscape that you see with your eyes. You don't serve that landscape. The landscape is, it's mystical, it's mysterious, it's beyond our comprehension. But through the eyes of a sadhu, through the gifted training of a sadhu, you can see the tract of land, the Braj tract of land, as a place to learn how to serve Krishna in that real place. And in that real place, and I don't mean that this is unreal, it's mystical, that place, that Raj, everything, every part of that landscape serves only Krishna's pleasure. Only Krishna's pleasure. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta was saying, when you come into this land, when you go on a tour of this Braj, you should remember this landscape is only meant for Krishna's pleasure. And how do we get that understanding? By hearing the fact from a spiritual personality, from a personality who lives in that consciousness. So this is the the great gift we have to touch this land, this transcendental, but it's sometimes, he used the word quasi-spiritual, which doesn't mean fake spiritual. It means it's spiritual and it's not the final spiritual at the same time. It's very mysterious. So whilst we're here, we should try to chant as much as we can. We should try to stay, bring our mind back, that I'm really blessed. I'm only here for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. But this time, make an effort to be here in Vrindavan by the method of trying to understand this place is meant for Krishna's pleasure. And when we hear these beautiful pastimes of Krishna's pleasure, they automatically bring pleasure to us. And this is the mystery. We're in a world where everybody, even on the surface of Braj, they're all grabbing for their own pleasure. I like this, I don't like this, I want one of these, I don't want one of these, I want a big house. When they go around Govardhan nowadays, they use bricks to make their house, so that one day in the future they'll be born there in a two-story house or a three-story house. So they're not thinking at that time, I want to serve Govardhan, I want to serve Krishna. This makes me happy. It will make you happy. They're thinking, I'll become happy in my own way. And when you try that, you have, by Krishna's arrangement, unlimited opportunities to do that. But those who are really sadhus, they'll tell you over and over again, but there's no place anywhere in the whole universe, in the whole material creation, there's no place that's actually suitable for you, because you're an eternal being and you belong in this realm where everything is meant only for Krishna's pleasure. And that will be your greatest delight. So we've come here and we've heard from the Baba who's been serving here for quite a long time. The first time I came here was in the 1990s. When were you born, Krishna Maharaj? 1999. I came here before he was even in this body. No doubt he was in a Braj body already, but an old one. And at that time there was a Baba who was serving here. He was extremely introverted. He hardly wanted to talk to anyone. He couldn't live here, and it was just a small Bhajan Kutia, no second floor, no anything fancy, just a small building. And he couldn't stay here because of the, there was all kinds of people would come here, gundas would come. There was something happening. So he'd come during the day and he would leave and go back at night. And he didn't speak any English at all, but if you had somebody with you who spoke Hindi, they could talk to him and he would tell you a little bit. He was very reserved. But he would emphasize that this was the place of Srila Rupa Goswami. And so this is a very, very important place for our sampradaya. Because Srila Rupa Goswami would write here. Now you see the Babas planting kadamba trees. Previously, many, many years ago, this was full of kadamba trees. But he said that because of the flooding of the water, the land became salty. The land became unsuitable and the kadamba trees, one by one, they went. And he planted a couple, maybe one over there and one over here, he planted. And the others have been planted by this Baba who's in charge here now. And towards the end of that Baba's life, he had cancer. Then the other man came. At that time, I think he was quite new here, but he assisted him, took him to the hospital, took care of him, and so then this place became in his charge. And he has done a wonderful job of taking care of the place, building all of these cement supports for the pilu trees over there, fixing this kund, used to be two sections to the kund, and growing this area here, and protecting this place from any kind of threat of somebody claiming it to be their hereditary right. And at the same time, the Goswamis from Nandagram, they come here, as Krishna Murari was saying, and Krishna Murari's family have a special role they play, right?
Yes.
Well, the Gopastami in their hierarchy. And so this festival goes on here every year. And Srila Rupa Goswami sits over there very silently, very quietly. Now there's a beautiful diorama there, but previously just a small picture. But this was where Srila Rupa Goswami used to write. And these trees, the Kadamba trees that we no longer see here, those trees, when he was writing about the meeting of Radha and Krishna, the trees would blossom, because they're not ordinary trees. And when he was writing about the separation between Radha and Krishna in his writings, the leaves would fall. They would just fall down, because the trees could perceive the exalted nature of Srila Rupa Goswami's writing, what he was sharing. So this place is absolutely far away from being ordinary. It's a very transcendental space, and what we can see with our eyes, as I explain, is it's not really what's here. We can't see, only as Krishna Murari was saying, only by mercy, by somehow or other Krishna's mercy, by listening, by hearing, by looking, by praying. If your mind, it becomes receptive, even just for a fraction of a second, something is perceived by you, and it moves the heart in a way that doesn't happen normally in America, in Australia, in Europe. You get a nice sensation when something happens that's pleasant, but it's not like Braj. There's this mysterious depth that actually is, what can I say, it's suitable for us, in the same way that the material pleasures of this world, they're actually unsuited to us, because they're temporary and phantasmagoric. They come, they go, they come, they go. Whereas this place is actually, we begin to recognize, oh, this is like home. And that's the blessing of coming and hearing about Krishna in his home. We start to identify also that this is a really nice place. I must come again. And slowly, slowly you start to feel like, I feel at home here. And that's the greatest blessing. So I don't know what our schedule is. Papa Raj? We start walking. I think we're going to start walking. Now, one thing we didn't discuss, because as our two speakers were speaking, I was thinking, oh my gosh, they've said everything. And then I thought, they missed something. And what they missed was that we're going to walk on a pathway from Javat, which is just around about there. And that's where Srimati Radharani was residing, and we'll hear more about that in Javat. And daily she would walk this path. Now, Javat is, you could say, about there, and there's a straight road that goes straight to Nandagram there. So it's very easy to walk there and there, and you'd be right in Nandagram, no problem. But Krishna used to come here. So when they would leave in the morning, the Sakis, her friends, would say, should we walk by that road, the straight road, or should we walk through the crooked road? And she would say, let's walk through the crooked road. And so they would. And they would start off, and at first she'd be very covered and shy because she was in the village. And once they got out into the fields like we will, then she would throw back her veil and they would laugh and joke and so on. And then they'd come close to here, Tir Kadamba, with so many cows, and Krishna was here, and Krishna was milking the cows, and he was paying no attention. And they would come, so many girls. Remember, there's no space problem in the spiritual world. There's no space problem. So everything can go on in a small space, in a mysterious way. So many girls, so many cows, so many boys, and they would come walking very carefully close to Krishna. And then she would very carefully lift her veil like this with her two fingers. You watch, you'll see the ladies even today, the older ladies, they'll lift their veil and she'd look at Krishna, and Krishna would take, he's milking the cow, and then he would take the udder of the cow and he'd turn it in her direction and squeeze really hard, and a ray of milk would come right in her face. And then the girls would all get really upset because they loved it. And they would go, look, oh, this is so bad. And then they would sort of, and the girls would say, quick, let's go, we have to get to Nanda Bhavan. And they would go by and they would walk very slowly. And some of the girls, the younger girls, were very clever. And they used to hang behind the group. And then they would call her, and then she would have a chance to turn around. When she turned around, she would see Krishna. So they were always, always, always thinking, not how I can have a good time, but how she can have a good time. And she's always thinking how Krishna will be pleased. So this is the transformation that we are asked to embark upon in this life and in coming lives as well, no doubt. But instead of how can I be pleased, what will make me happy, it's like, what will make Krishna happy? Because I've learnt somehow by good fortune, by mercy, that when Krishna is pleased, I become pleased in the deepest sense. So we're not self-sacrificing, we're getting it right, we're getting the order right. You please him, you'll be happy. Not you'll be happy and maybe he'll be happy, I don't know. We want to transform in this way. All right, so we're going to walk on the path that Srimati Radharani would walk in the morning, and we'll go to Javad. And I hope we can go up to there's a small hill there, very small, and there is a place where Radharani would live with her, in her family that she was with there. I'll share more about that when we get there. Okay, time to go.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh yes, and I want to tell you, I had an idea. Some of you were with us last year, and somehow or other, by just the circumstances and the timing and everything, we were a good group. There's about three or four of us. We made these beautiful Vrindavan boxes. We call them Memories of Vrindavan boxes. And inside we put some items so that you could take them home and remember Vrindavan. So this year there was no time to do that, but I had a good idea, and I thought that everybody should be given a couple of plastic bags and collect little items. Little items means a little bit of dust. Somebody will collect water from different kunds and label it, so you, when you go back, we'll have it available. And on the day that we have a Saver day, Radha Kund and Shama Kund in the morning, Saver in the afternoon, we'll put them together so that you can make a memory pack, or you can make something as a gift for somebody else if you'd like to take something back with you, so that we can take advantage. When I lived here in the beginning, I used to think all the time, next year I have to leave, because I didn't know I would stay here. So I used to look around and think, what could I take with me from this place that would remind me of Vrindavan if I was back in another country somewhere in the world? And I started, and I created at that time, these Memories of Vrindavan boxes, water, dust, leaves, peacock feathers sometimes, and a little bookmark and a little quote. And they became so incredibly popular that myself and a few other ladies, we were making them all the time, and people were taking them from all over the world and taking them back with them. So that's not happening now, but let's make our own little Vrindavan Memories packet of anything that you see. Pick up a sacred leaf from here or there. Best thing is if it's dry, and best thing if it's flat. But anything that you see that reminds you of Vrindavan will be priceless when you get back to your normal place of living, because that's all you'll have. Everything around you now will be not around you there, and this little packet of things will seem like gold. What's the arrangement, Gopal Raj?
Mohini and Jay Gopali here, they have some bags.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to collect the bag, you can take one from them, and then as you're walking, or there's also labels. So you can take the labels as well and put them on the bags. You got to write down where you got it or what it is.
Do the devotees have books?
We have notebooks as well.
Everyone has notebooks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Brought them? Okay, all right. So then, yes, write down, take a sticker, stick it on anything that you get, because otherwise when you get back, you'll be, I don't know what this is. And there are small bags and then a sandwich bag size bag. So you can put the little bags inside the bigger bag. And we have a few more items coming as we go through the days ahead. Okay, thank you. Anything more? All right. Take off? Okay, let's go. Haribol. Thank you.